The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight. It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing.
Welcome, welcome. Wednesday headlines. Let's get started. So, Trump demands the wall. He did a speech. I listened to the speech and it seems very reasonable to me. Did not listen to the Democrats' rebuttal of it because they're sick people. Who knows what the hell they had to say about on that. So, screw you. Screw you, Pelosi, and chuck you, Schumer. F you, Schumer. Trump undecided on emergency declaration for border development. I think that it's inevitable. That's the only way you're going to get it. You have to do it. High-tech wall plan on display at CES. Let's see what the high-tech plans are. I didn't realize they had it on this display there. But, yes, I'm looking at it. Looks very, very high-tech. Indeed. Okay. You got Gainsbourg. She misses another day. Rush Limbaugh. He had this funny segment on her yesterday. My friend was telling me about it. Pretty hilarious. But she misses another day in a row. Apparently, she was absent again. She needs to retire. Really. You have cancer. Just retire. You're almost at the end of your line. You're of a certain age. You need to retire. Occasional Cortex, as Michael Savage calls her, headed to Sundance to see herself on the big screen. For those of you who don't know who that is, that's what's her name? The one from New York who swindled them, pretended like she was poor, but she never grew up poor. Congressional office, visitors being filmed? Really? No. Say it. It's her. I like Occasional Cortex better. Apparently, she's such an airhead. She's really the definition of a bubblehead. She really is a bubblehead. Men says sex dolls way better than the real women. Huh. Well, buy me one and I'll be the judge of that. No, they're expensive, you know. They are expensive. Are you kidding me? I'm looking at a picture. The man put the cigarette in the sex doll hand. I forgot to turn my phone down. I did forget to turn my phone down. Let's turn it down now. Let's see what my friend wants here. Hold on a second. This is very unprofessional. Hold on. Okay, she's congratulating me. Everyone's congratulating me. Yes, I won't bring it up. I won't mention the H word. H-O-U-S-E. H-O-M-E. Okay. So, why do men think... Okay, yeah, I'm not going to read about this. No, I'm really not. I am not going to read on that. What we got? Another black man dies in home of West Hollywood Dem donor. Dem donor. Dem donor. Dem donor. Another black man has died from his home from that donor, Ed Buck, again. Is he killing? What's he doing? How are they dying from him? What is he doing to them? The white man in his 60s was investigated previously by authorities after the death of Jamel Moore, who died from methamphetamine. I think I read this already. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I read this story already. Let's see. Protesters chant, arrest him now. Arrest who now? The only one I could think of is Kevin Spacey. Let's see. Is it Kevin Spacey? Protesters chant, arrest him now after second man dies inside. Oh, no, it's this guy. Something's going on. It really is. Something's got to be done about this guy. Spacey claimed alleged victim lied about age. Welcome flirtation. Huh, interesting. So Kevin Spacey claims his alleged sex assault victim lied about his age and encouraged a mutual flirtation according to the documents filed in court. The disgraced actor appeared in court Monday and did not enter a plea. Okay, I don't care. He is a disgrace. How went from megastar to Pyra in a year? Is this still about Kevin Spacey? Is this about Spacey? Yes, it they don't care. I've had enough of you. Enough. Police serve warrant for male staff DNA samples where vegetative. Oh, I knew it. You see, this did I not when I did, which one did I do this show? I can't remember when I did it, but I didn't I say that that's what needs to be done? All the males who had contact with her need to DNA samples, and so now they're doing it. They must have listened to my show. Phoenix PD obtained DNA samples from the healthcare staff week after vegetative patient gives birth. So I'm gonna keep following this story because I need to know who the sick person was. I mean, that's sick. Really sick stuff. Sick, sick, sick. Teen girl violent McDonald's rampage after asked to leave kids' play area. Let's see. They probably won't show it because it's a underage person. Well, they're blocking out her face. But, let's see. Teenage girls were caught on camera hurling heavy objects at McDonald's employees. Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. Chinese middle class buying up U.S. residential real estate. $1,500 a month. Doggy daycare prompts growls in San Francisco. $1,500 a month? Good Lord, when I get back into the dog game and I gotta go on vacation. Well, I won't be on vacation for a month, but goodness. Oh my goodness, the dog is living better than most people. No wonder it's $1,500 a month. This place looks like somewhere, honestly, that people could go. It looks fabulous. Unbelievable. But I guess the doggy style, whose top tier membership requires 7,500 fees, sparks backlash amid housing crisis. This is a bit much. This is over the top. Over the top San Francisco. Over the top San Francisco. Over the top San Francisco. I can't, only in San Francisco would something like this happen. Honestly, I guess if you have, it's your money. If you want to spend your money on something like that, I say be my guest, but I'm not going to spend my money on something like that. Even if I was rich and I had the money for it, I wouldn't do it. It's a waste of money. Why would I want to do that? It's a waste of money, a complete waste of money. Now, you might say, don't you love your dog? I do love my dog. I love dogs, but that's just over the top San Francisco. It really is. If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear a clothespin on your nose. If you are going to San Francisco. High-end daytime dog care is a thriving and competitive market in San Francisco. Alright, listen to this. Monday through Friday, for $600, a half a mile north of monthly unlimited membership costs $630 at Wag Hotel. There's a whole bunch of these, but with an added monthly valet service, the price can go up to $929 a month. This is a bit extravagant. No. Such a strange vibration. Such a strange vibration is true. Unbelievable. All right, let's move on. No more San Francisco. What else? Alabama warns drivers not to stop and eat chicken tenders and spilled on highway. Rare penny found in child's lunch money could auction for $1.7 million. What kind of penny is this? Okay, I gotta read this. This doesn't look like it's worth $1.7 million. It does look different though. I've never seen a penny. Penny's got like in the corner looks like something white. Let's see. The 1943 Copper Lincoln cent is described as the most famous coin made in era. A rare rare 1943 copper Lincoln coin found by a Massachusetts teenager in his change after he paid for lunch at school cafeteria is expected to fetch up to $1.7 million when it is auctioned off. The coin, produced accidentally by the U.S. Mint, has been described as the most famous coin made in era according to the Heritage Auctions. The 1942 pennies were supposed to be struck from steel in order to conserve copper for shells, casings, telephone wires, and other wartime necessities. However, a small number of the bronze blanks were caught in the mint press and were struck into pennies in the new year. The resulting copper cents were lost in the flood of millions of steel cents. So that's steel. 1.7 million. Who knew? Who knew? Huh. Well, well, well. Let me find a penny or two. Make me happy. Make me very happy. Very, very happy. All right, this is supposed to just be Wednesday headlines, so let me take a quick break and then finish off the headlines, and that'll be it.
Howdy, Space Rangers. I'm Dan Joseph. Today I'm going to tell some jokes, but all these jokes are going to be about liberals and Democrats. And go. Nixon, Clinton, and Obama die and go to heaven. God is in a chair judging them. Nixon says, "I'm sorry I lied." Clinton says, "I'm sorry I cheated on my wife." Obama says, "Hey, get out of my chair." Valerie Jarrett walks up to Obama. "Mr. President, the nation is under attack and the stock market is collapsing." Obama looks at her and says, "Damn it, Valerie. I told you to stop interrupting me when I'm putting." How many Democrats does it take to change a light bulb? Two. One to assure the public that everything possible is being done, while the other screws it into a water faucet. A doctor, President Obama, a priest, and a Boy Scout are on a plane and the plane is crashing, but there are only three parachutes left. The doctor grabs one and says, "I am a doctor. I save lives, so I deserve to live," and jumps out. Then Obama says, "I'm the president, and I'm the smartest man in the world, so I deserve to live," and he jumps out. Now the priest looks at the Boy Scout and says, "My son, I've lived a long life, and you have your whole life ahead of you, so you take the parachute." The Boy Scout hands the parachute back to the priest and says, "No worries, father, the smartest man in the world just took off with my backpack." Why don't they let members of Occupy Wall Street swim in the ocean? Because they can't get the smell out of the tuna. A man died and went to heaven. As he stood in front of St. Peter at the pearly gates, he saw a huge wall of clocks behind him. The man asked, "What are all those clocks?" St. Peter answered, "Those are lie clocks. Everyone on earth has a lie clock. Every time you lie, the hands of your clock will move." "Oh," said the man. "Well, whose clock is that?" "Well, that's the Pope's clock. The hands have never moved, indicating that he never told a lie." "Incredible. What about that one?" "That's Abraham Lincoln's clock. The hands have moved twice, telling us that Abe only told two lies in his entire life."
"Wow. So where's Obama's clock?"
"His clock is in Jesus' office. He's using it as a ceiling fan." John Kerry walks into a bar. Bartender says, "Why the long face?" So Obama walks into a bank and says to the teller,
"Good morning. Could you cash this check for me?"
The teller says, "My pleasure, sir. Could you please show me your ID?" Obama says,
"Oh, sorry. I didn't think I needed to bring it with me. After all, I am the president."
The teller tells him, "Yes, sir, I know who you are, but with all the government regulations, I need that ID. But look, this is what we can do." One day, Tiger Woods came into this bank without ID. To prove he was Tiger Woods, he pulled out his putting iron and made a beautiful shot across the bank lobby into a cup. With that shot, we knew him to be Tiger Woods, and we cashed his check. So what can you do to prove that it's you, and only you? Obama stands there thinking and thinking and finally says,
"Honestly, nothing comes to mind. I can't think of a single thing I can do."
The teller turns to him and says, "Great! Will that be large or small bills, Mr. President?" "How do you know your health insurance has been switched to Obamacare?" "Your new doctor treats your erectile dysfunction by giving you a popsicle stick and a roll of duct tape." "Why does Bill Clinton wear boxers?" "To keep his ankles warm." Duh.
During his presidency, one of Bill Clinton's aides came up to him and said,
"There's someone on the phone who wants to know what you plan on doing about the abortion bill, Mr. President."
Bill Clinton said, "Oh, another one? I'll just go ahead and pay it."
During the Obamacare debate, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid was asked if he felt he had the votes to pass the Senate's proposed health care reform bill. Reid replied, "Like my friend Ted Kennedy would have said, we'll drive off that bridge when we come to it." Harry Reid dies and gets sent to hell. He's really surprised when the devil opens the door to a beautiful pink room with Kate Upton inside. Then the devil says,
"Kate Upton, this is your eternal punishment."
Little David was in his fifth grade class when the teacher asked the children what their fathers did for a living. All the typical answers came up. Fireman, policeman, salesman, doctor, lawyer, you know. David was being really quiet though, so the teacher asked him about his father. David said, "My father's an exotic dancer in a gay cabaret and takes off all his clothes in front of other men. Sometimes if the offer's really good, he'll go out to the alley with some guy and make love with him for money." Now, this obviously concerned the teacher a little bit. Later in the day, she took little David aside to ask him, "Is that really true about your father?" David says, "No, he works for the Obama administration, but I was too embarrassed to say that in front of the other kids." Hillary Clinton goes to a primary school to talk to the students about the world. After she's done with her speech, she says, "Okay, now you can ask some questions." One little boy put up his hand and Hillary said, "Okay, what's your name?" "My name is Kenneth." Hillary says, "Okay, Kenneth, what's your question?" "I have three questions. First, were you really broke when you left the White House? Second, what did you accomplish as Secretary of State? And third, what really happened at Benghazi?" Just then, the bell rings for recess and all the kids run out of the room. After recess, Hillary comes back into the classroom and says, "Okay, where were we? Oh, right, question time. Who else has a question?" Different little boy puts his hand up. "And what's your name?"
"My name's Larry."
"And what's your question, Larry?"
"I have two questions. Why did the recess bell go off 20 minutes early, and what happened to Kenneth?"
There's a huge emergency somewhere in the country, and President Obama immediately gets an Air Force One and flies to the scene to see things firsthand.
I'm just kidding. He goes to a fundraiser.
What would it take for President Obama to miss a fundraiser?
A bigger fundraiser.
The U.S. Postal Service has issued a recall of a stamp they created with a picture of Hillary Clinton on it to honor her achievements while serving as the First Lady of our country. A problem was discovered when people started telling the Postal Service that the stamp was just not sticking to envelopes. A special Postal Service investigation team was formed, and after several months and many millions of dollars spent, they made the following findings. First, they found that the stamp was manufactured properly. Second, there was nothing wrong with the adhesive. Finally, they concluded that people were just spitting on the wrong side of the stamp. I'm Dan Joseph.
All right, welcome back to this Wednesday headlines. As I said before yesterday, I'm in the midst of moving, but you guys know because you've been listening since I began here, so it's very tough to do a full show, so I'm doing a streamlined show by just doing headlines and not being as talkative, as opinionated. So let's get back to a few more stories and call it a day. Trump campaign chief gave Poland data to Russians. Let's see. Manafort gave 2016 Poland data to Russian associate. I don't know. I don't want to get into it. Supreme Court declines to intervene in mysterious Mueller fight. I don't care. Seal versus Seal? Let's see. Seal versus Seal. Ruling sheds light on mystery case thought to involve Mueller. A mystery case playing out in Washington amid tight secrecy and presumed to involve the special counsel Robert Mueller has been revealed to concern an unnamed corporation owned by an equally anonymous foreign country. I don't care. I really don't care. Americans warn to what? Americans warm to facial recognition tech. Well, I guess I'm American. Yeah, I guess am I warming to it? I was trying to buy a video doorbell that has facial recognition, but it's not getting that good of reviews, so I'm not gonna buy it. Probably I'm leaning towards Skybell, honestly. The slim one. I don't like the round one. But I'm leaning towards a slim Skybell. Growing number of Americans are okay with the facial recognition technology, especially if it increases public safety, according to a national survey released Monday. I wonder who invented the facial recognition. Does anyone know? You think Siri might know? Who invented facial recognition?
Okay, I found this on the web for who invented facial recognition.
I wish you'd have read it to me. Let's see here what she says. Oh, you know what? I don't care. I have a feeling it's something to do with Fakebook, but I'm not sure. I'm not certain if Fakebook invented it or not. I really don't. So, But speaking of fake book,
of its kind, an intelligent machine with the ultimate intent to conquer all and reign supreme. Go online, have a look, buy a Zook, they are in beta, so there is a few small bugs like constant misuse of your data.
Zuckerberg. Inside Facebook's cult-like workplace, where dissent is discouraged and employees pretend to be happy all the time. I just talked about this, saying that people pretend to be they pretend to be someone that they're not in the workplace or on social media. Well, apparently Facebook is forcing them to be happy now, to pretend to be happy. This is sick. At a company-wide town hall in early October, numerous Facebook employees got in line to speak about their experiences with sexual harassment. The company called the special town hall after head of policy Joel Kaplan caused an internal uproar for appearing at the congressional hearing for Judge Brett Kavanaugh. A young female employee was among those who got up to speak, addressing her comments directly to COO Sheryl Sandberg. I want to speak Sheryl because the pressure for us to act as though everything is fine and that we love working here is so great that it hurts, she said, according to multiple former Facebook employees. Unbelievable.
First of its kind, an intelligent machine with the ultimate intent to conquer all and reign supreme.
There shouldn't be this pressure to pretend to love something when I don't feel this way. Let me repeat that again, because I agree with her here. There shouldn't be this pressure to pretend to love something when I don't feel this way, said the employee, setting off a wave of applause from her colleagues and at an emotional town hall in Menlo Park, California. The episode speaks to an atmosphere at Facebook in which employees feel pressure to place the company above all else in their lives. Huh. Sounds like where I work. Meanwhile, Facebook reputation is being one of the best places in Silicon Valley to work is starting to show some cracks, according to Glassdoor, which lets employees anonymously review their workplaces. Facebook fell from being the best place to work in the US to number 7 last year. But employees don't complain in the workplace. Okay, that's enough. I don't care.
Hey!
Okay. That's, let's see what else we got here. What else do we have here? Samsung users can't delete Facebook app. I thought I was done with Facebook, apparently not. I thought I was done with them. Samsung users, they find that they can't delete the Facebook app. Zuckerberg for life, huh? Huh. Nick Wink, or Winky, W-I-N-K-E, a photographer in the Pacific Northwest, was pursuing internet forums when he came across a complaint that alarmed him. On certain Samsung Electronics smartphones, users aren't allowed to delete Facebook app. That's crazy. Winky bought his Samsung Galaxy S8 and Android-based. This is why Apple all the way. Apple all the way. He has used Facebook app to connect, blah, blah, blah. It just absolutely baffles me that if I want to completely get rid of Facebook, that it essentially would still be on my phone. Which brings up more questions, Winky said in an interview. Can they still track your information, your location, or whatever else they do? Yeah, so that's crazy. I'll tell you what to do. Throw your Samsung in the garbage and come to the other side. Get an Apple iPhone. I don't have Facebook on my Apple phones. Nor do I intend to do it. Okay, let's see, what else do we have in some headlines? Worst measles outbreak in decades sweeps nation. Departure resume from London. Heathrow following drone sighting. Frustrated passenger raised. Let's see here. What are they raging about? It was probably a plastic bag blowing in the wind. Frustrated passengers take to social media to blast Heathrow drone chaos. All right. Iron has been imprisoned American Navy. I said iron. Iran has been imprisoning American Navy vet for the past 6 months. USA denies making overtures to Tehran. Nude restaurant closes after 15 months due to a lack of customers. That's funny. Let's see. I guess not many people who would want to eat nude. No nude is bad news. Paris' first naked restaurant closes after 15 months due to a lack of customers. The first nudist restaurant in Paris has been forced to close its doors 15 months after opening because it failed to attract enough customers. Au Naturel, located in the city's 12th arrondissement, will close its doors permanently in February, owners Mike and Stephanie Sadal reveal. The restaurateurs, I don't speak French, so excuse me if I'm butchering the language here, who opened Au Naturel in November 2017, said, "We will only remember the good times, meeting beautiful people and customers who were delighted to share exceptional moments." That's dumb. This is a dumb idea. I want to eat in another restaurant and see all the people's songs and balls and blah, blah. Okay, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. Twin brothers both serving prison time for separate killings. Wow. So I'm curious, did they plan to kill or it just happened? Two brothers, they happen to be African American, are both serving prison time for separate killings. A man who was sentenced in the fatal shooting of an Evanston resident will join his twin brother in Illinois prison population. Dominic Connerly, 27, apologized to the family of the shooting victim before he was sentenced to 15 years. You got apologize after you get out of town. Conley was initially charged with the first degree murder in the death of Floyd Gibbert, who was gunned down in Evanston in 2013 at age 30. But on the eve of his trial in December, Cunillary, a former Evanston resident who was All right, yeah, I'm not reading full stories. I'm doing the headlines. You can follow up if you'd like. Plot give birth to counterintelligence establishment. Pastor who called Orlando massacre victim scum outs over prostitution allegations. Not funny. Warehouses test new breed of AI robots. Not good. German far-right leader severely beaten in assassination attempt. That's sad. Church head warns Antichrist will control humans through gadgets. U.S. sailors hold pagan services aboard aircraft's carrier. Apple CEO confident of prospects despite naysayers. Federal workers driving for Uber and Lyft. Oh, this is probably the ones that's for because of the shutdown. Impact widens on 18th day of government shutdown. Okay, I think that's it for headlines. So, happy Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Political corruption, misinformation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupt. Political bomb. Political bomb, so come on, people, let's go. Political bomb, political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.